Missing Forces effort to support our military families and our veterans. Nearly 2 months ago, I sent Congress the American Jobs Act. It was the only jobs plan independent economists said would boost our economy and put Americans back to work right now, and it was full of the kinds of ideas that have historically been supported by both parties. It was paid for, and it included two proposals that would have made a big difference for our veterans. The Returning Heroes Tax Credit, which would give businesses a tax break for each unemployed veteran that they hire, and the Wounded Warriors Tax Credit, which would give businesses a even larger tax break for hiring an unemployed veteran with a disability related to their service in uniform. And these veteran service organizations are here today because they fully support these ideas. Unfortunately, we have not yet seen progress in Congress. Senate Republicans have so far chosen to block these bills and these proposals. Since then, they've also blocked a jobs bill that would keep teachers in the classroom and first responders on the street, and blocked a jobs bill last week that would have put hundreds of thousands of construction workers back to work rebuilding America. Despite the fact that more than 70% of Americans supported the ideas in this bill, not one has yet stepped up on the other side of the aisle to say this is the right thing to do. So they've had three chances to do the right thing. Three times they've said no. I believe it's time they said yes to taking action that would boost the economy overall, because the overall economy has an impact on veterans. It's a lot easier for veterans to find jobs if the economy is growing rapidly and unemployment is dropping. And I think it's important for all of us to remember that we're all in this together. It's time we started acting like it. Bold action from Congress ultimately is the only way we're going to put hundreds of thousands of Americans back to work right now and rebuild an economy where everyone who works hard has a chance to get ahead. So I'm going to keep pushing these senators to vote on common sense paid for ways to create jobs that members of both parties have supported before. But what I've also said is that I'm going to do everything in my power as the head of the executive branch to act on behalf of the American people, with or without Congress. We can't simply wait for Congress to do its job as commander-in-chief. I won't wait, nor will I let politics get in the way of making sure that veterans share in the opportunity that they defend. If Congress won't act, I will. And that's why 2 weeks ago I announced a new initiative to help trained veterans get jobs in the medical community. And today we're announcing three new initiatives to help America's returning heroes get jobs that meet their talents. First, we're delivering on the expanded job search services that I promised our post-9/11 veterans 3 months ago. Starting today, post-9/11 veterans looking for work can download what we're calling the Veterans Gold Card, which gives you up to 6 months of personalized job search services at career centers across the country. Second, we're launching an easy-to-use online tool called My Next Move for veterans that allows veterans to enter information about their experience and skills in the field and match it with civilian careers that put that experience to use. Third, we're connecting unemployed veterans to job openings. We've partnered with leading job search companies to create a new online service called Veterans Job Bank, where employers can tag jobs postings for veterans using a simple approach designed by major search engines. And already, more than 500,000 job openings have been tagged thanks to a company called Simply Hired, and companies like Monster and LinkedIn are helping more employers participate. So all these three initiatives are up and running right now. Just visit whitehouse.gov/vets to find each one. And I'm asking these veteran service organizations to spread the word. Connecting our veterans to the jobs they deserve isn't just the right thing to do for our veterans, it's the right thing to do for America. But there's still more that we can do to encourage businesses to hire veterans. And this week, Congress will have another chance to do the right thing. They'll get to vote on those tax breaks that I proposed back in September for businesses to hire veterans. Members of Congress will get to say whether or not they think it's a good idea to give companies an incentive, an additional incentive to hire the men and women who have risked their lives for our country. And when I first proposed this idea, some of you remember that this is a joint session of Congress, people stood and applauded on both sides of the aisle when I announced this bill. That was one of the few times both sides stood up. So when these ideas come up for a vote this week, when the TV cameras aren't necessarily on each of them, I expect both sides of the aisle to stand up for our veterans and vote in the affirmative. There's no good reason to oppose this bill, not one. Our veterans did their jobs. It's time for Congress to do theirs. It's time for them to put country before party, put our veterans back to work, and pass this element of the jobs package that benefits our veterans and gives businesses an incentive to hire veterans. Standing up for our veterans is not a Democratic responsibility or a Republican responsibility. It is an American responsibility. It's an obligation of every citizen who enjoys the freedom that these heroes defend, and it is time for us to meet those obligations right now. As Commander-in-Chief, I want all our veterans to know that we are forever grateful for your service and for your sacrifice. And just as you fought for us, we're going to keep fighting for you. For more jobs, for more security, for the opportunity to keep your families strong and to keep America competitive in the 21st century. In other words, we're going to keep on fighting just as you did to show the world why the United States of America is still the greatest nation on earth. Thank you very much, everybody. God bless you. God bless the United States of America.